With the dirt of Monster Jam behind us, I'm Truckosaurus, and this is Bigfoot, or Gravedigger, or
not.
I'm Drew Doherty, your DP Sidhu. It's a mailbag time, and one of these questions that you've asked is going to be a $50 Texas Lottery scratch-off winner, so stay tuned for this. First question comes from Ryan Best. What's going to be the culture of the O'Brien era inside the locker room, and how will it differ from the Kubiak era of Texans football? Well, we saw Coach O'Brien introduced last Friday, and he's definitely a different cat, DP.
You see a little bit of that East Coast mentality in him. I think he's going to be a lot more intense. He seems like it so far, but a lot more emphasis on team. Not that there wasn't that emphasis before, but not so much on individual performances. The next question comes from Justin Williams. He wants to know, why did they get rid of Wade Phillips?
Well, every coach has a staff that he brings in place. Sometimes they'll keep a coach or two, and it's looking like defensive line coach Bill Kolar is going to stick around. It's not a slam on Wade Phillips per se. It's just, This is his team that he wants to mold, and his team of coaches, and so he wants some people that are going to be loyal to him that he's brought in. So that, I think that's the main thing. It's a guy he's comfortable with, and it's probably looking like Romeo Crennel is likely going to be the guy. There have been rumors out there and reports that the former New England Patriots defensive coordinator, former head coach of the Cleveland Browns, is going to be the guy here in Houston, so we'll see. All right, next one comes from Andy Phillips. What base defense will the Texans run next year? Will we stay in 3-4 or go to 4-3?
A very popular question. A lot of people want to know the answer to this.
Yeah, probably going to
answer it.
Probably going to be a 3-4, but if Crennel is the guy. But in the press conference on Friday, he was quick. O'Brien was to emphasize that this will be a defense with multiple fronts, and that typically you run the nickel defense with five defensive backs 60% of the time. So He didn't put too much of an emphasis on 3-4 or 4-3, but I would guess 3-4.
But even with Wade, it wasn't a true 3-4. I mean, there was a lot of hybrid schemes that Wade would run, too. So, I mean, I think it's really just a label, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you say 3-4 versus 4-3, how big of a difference is there? Maybe personnel?
Yeah, it is. Personnel. It's probably personnel. You'll have more linebackers on the roster.
That's true.
So, yeah, it's definitely a personnel.
But if I had to guess, I'd say he's probably going to stick with 3-4. All right, last question comes from Bill BJ, I guess. He wants to know, is Bill O'Brien as intense in person as he seems on TV? That's a great question.
Yeah, he is pretty intense, but he is pretty funny as well. You and I and a few other Texans employees had a chance to meet with him both on Friday and on Monday, and he can crack a joke, but...
Did you think he was as intense as you expected? Because we all thought he was pretty intense coming in, but... What did you think after you met
For
him?
Sure. I think in January, you're not going to be as intense as you are maybe in August, September, October, November, December. But, he's an intense guy for sure.
See, I wouldn't call him intense. I just think that's that East Coast Boston mentality. But I also didn't grow up in Texas. So I think in Texas, everything's a lot more laid back. The way Gary Kubiak and Wade Phillips just had that Texas mentality that, they just flow at a different pace than everybody else. So we'll see when the season starts how intense he really is. But right now, that introductory press conference, it was pretty lighthearted and jovial, but ready to get to work.
We'll see when the season starts is the key. All right, that's going to do it for this mailbag. Ryan Best, you've got the best question. You get $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. That's right, the best name for sure.